Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some say, well, that's what the Bible said. You know, it's appointed unto man a time to die. And when your time comes, it might be 3:30 on a Thursday afternoon when you're 23. But when your time comes, you're out of here. No, the Bible does not say that.
Amen.
It's a misquote and a misapplication. The Bible says in Hebrews, if people are misquoting that, it said it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Like I said, studying Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, other places, you can see that if you'll do the right thing, you will add years. Add. Everybody say add.
Add.
I'm quoting scripture. You'll add years to your life. Do the wrong thing and it will cut you short. Well, if you and I are going to make it from infancy to old and full of years and satisfied, we're going to require some protection.
Amen.
How many of you could testify with me the fact that you and I are here right now? I'm telling you what, I was a boy and a country boy, and I did whatever I could do. I swung from the trees like Tarzan. I swam with snakes and alligators. I rode motorcycles. I had wrecks. I jumped off cliffs. I got scars here and there. Every summer, I visited the emergency room. And I'm still here, and you're still here, right? Because God protected us. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. And the same God who protected us and got us this far, can He get us the rest of the way? Can He get us the rest of the way? So we finish our life, run our whole race, finish our whole course. If the Lord tarries, He's coming long enough until we're old and gray and we get up and we say, now Lord, I'm satisfied. I'm ready to come on. I've done everything that you dealt with me to do. I just feel satisfied and complete in my heart. I'm ready to come on. And then die, like the Bible says, let me die the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. And the Bible talks about Israel calling his sons in before he goes. And prophesying over all of them. And then pulling his feet up in the bed and giving up the ghost. You can do it without being crushed in a car wreck. You can do it without tubes coming out from every side. You can do it without disease. Some people say, well, if you never got sick, how would you die? Easy. Easy. The body without the spirit is dead. Your body is just like a hand in a glove. If you pull the hand out of the glove, will you have to shoot the glove to make it quit moving? Or stab it or burn it? Without the hand, there is no life in the glove. And when your spirit leaves your body, you don't have to have anything to kill it. It's dead. Is it possible to live a long, full life? Huh? Do everything you put on this earth to do. And then leave your body aged and satisfied. And go home to be with Jesus. Without some work of the devil. Yes, thank God. Somebody said,
that's how I'll go.
If the Lord tarries, He's coming.
I'll live out my full length of days.
And I'll be satisfied. And I'll go home to be with the Lord.
The way I'm supposed to.
I'll die the death of the righteous.
I'll die the death of the righteous.
That's how my end will be.
That's how my end will be.
Amen. And that's nothing to be afraid of. That's honorable. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, we got to make it till then. In this dangerous, perilous world. We got to make it till then. Without being shot and killed or wrecked and killed or diseased and attacked and killed. We got to be protected. And he says, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We talked about that canopy of protection. The Bible said, verse 3, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Now that's traps. Does the devil set traps?
Yes.
Somebody say traps.
Traps.
That really is the more accurate word oftentimes instead of accident.
Amen.
We call them accident. So and so had an accident. Again and again, it was a setup.
Amen.
By the enemy.
Yes, sir.
It was a setup. Why was that drunk driver at that intersection that second that you were? Now that requires some timing. Did you hear me? Again and again, there are setups. And the enemy wants you at the wrong place. At the wrong time. And people call it an accident, but it was a setup. It was a snare. It was a trap. See, fowlers were people who caught birds. And they went out and they set traps for them. And they tried to hide them where the bird didn't see it and know it. And the bird would fly in there and peck around, try to get the food, and catch you. Well, the devil's that way. Oh, but you can miss the perfect will of the devil every day. He can have stuff set up for you and the Holy Ghost warn you. And check you and show you and God protect you. And you know, you're just missing his traps right and left. And he's going, man, I worked on that for 6 months and they just missed it. And you go, oops, I missed your will again. Oops, I missed the perfect will of the devil. Oops, oops. And you can just keep missing his traps and his setups day in, day out. Year after year, if you'll believe God and obey God and follow him. And so we've been talking about God's part and our part. And we saw our part here, what in verse 2, what does it say? What does it say? I will say of the Lord. Who's going to do that part? God doesn't do that part. You have to do that part. I will say, this is not just thinking, this is saying, this is you opening your mouth and you need to do it more than just once or twice in your life. You need to do it when you think about it. I will say of the Lord, what? He is my refuge. What? My fortress, right? My God, in him will I trust. And you need to not be ashamed to say it in front of anybody or anywhere. Right? Don't let anybody intimidate you. We spent quite a bit of time on this. There were times when people left God and they looked to other things to protect them and even other gods. And he said when they were in distress, this is the words of God. He said, well, why don't you go to your new gods? Let them protect you. Let them take care of you. You left me. And that's one thing we need to pray and believe God about our nation, because we've got too many people in this country trying to leave God out. They want him out of this. They want him out of that. They want him out of the other. And yet they want his protection. Well, it doesn't work that way. You don't say, well, I don't know if there is a God and I don't believe in God. But when something comes up, oh, God protect us. You find some of these same people that are so atheistic, something bad happens. What do they cry? Oh, God. Thought you didn't believe in God. Oh, it's just a manner of speech. Well, yeah, we see what comes out though. No, don't be foolish. Go ahead and confess it in good times and easy times. God is my God. He is my protector. He's my refuge, my fortress. And I trust in Him, what? To protect me, to keep me. I'm trusting Him. And when something happens, you know, you missed a car wreck, you missed something and didn't get sick. You don't, people say, well, what happened to you? You don't say, well, it was my superior driving skills. Like I've always told you, you have to watch out for the other guy. And I was quick and particularly sharp that day, and I anticipated. And I did that 90 degree, and then I did that, that brake, throttle motion. You better hush with that stuff, and you better say, the Lord protected me. Right? Well, man, you didn't get sick, and you around all those other guys, and they got so sick and stayed in bed for 2 weeks. Well, it's because, you know, I eat right, and I work out. You know, you got to take care of yourself. No, no. Except by the grace of God, you'd already been dead 1,000 times before now. No, give Him the glory. Say, the Lord protected me. The Lord. And I don't care who's there.
Yes, the Lord.
Right? Well, they'll think I'm religious. Well, if they don't believe it, they need to. You're not the one that should be embarrassed about not believing in Him. No. Now, you don't try to be obnoxious and push yourself off on people. That's not what I'm talking about. But nor are you ashamed or embarrassed or intimidated when God does something for you. There's been some times I've been in business situations. Somebody asked me, how in the world did you do that? And I said, well, the Lord did it for me. Well, then they get quiet. Well, I don't care. He did. He's the one that did it. And I ain't taking the glory. And I know who took care of me. And I'm going to stand up for Him. We must confess Him, the Bible said, before men. Not be ashamed. Now, our part is to say of the Lord, He is our refuge, our fortress, our God, our protector, and that we trust in Him. And verse 3, His part, He said He will deliver us. He'll do it. When we claim Him as our God and protector, He will do so. He will come through for us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Angels, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204D. That's R1204D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.